Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to the Light. I want to welcome you to our very special day today, and so exciting to have this time with you. And it's been a few weeks now. It's been 6 or 8 weeks since we've had our last gathering, so it's time. It's definitely time. And I want to just wish you each a beautiful winter solstice. And it's a gorgeous winter day here. It's cloudy and windy and cool. It's about 50 degrees in the, on the mountain. And beautiful. I can see here our winter flowers bloom in winter because we get lots of rain. So I see the irises coming up. And it's a time of reflection, a time of darkness into light. And so I want to welcome each one of you to this very special hour of really taking time to look inward and to open more deeply into our light self. And I want to just take a few minutes to welcome some of the people on the call. And let's see here. Let's see who we've got on the call so far. Lots of people signing in. Anneli and Veronica. Seems like it could go further down, but I can't make it go further down. Oh, there it goes. There's my... So, let's see. Anneli, Veronica, Maria, Roxanne, John, Marion, Joe, Irene, Beatrice, Kristen, is that... Myrta, Karen, Candy, Anne, Janice, Lakunda, Lisa, Tony, Pat, another Lisa, Marcia, Darlene, Lanaby, Rain Dance. Yay! So welcome to the call, and I'm sure there'll be more people signing on. It's just an exciting week, the week of Christmas also. And okay. Well, let's get started. We'll go into our PowerPoint, which is very tiny today because we're going to do some action steps. So the opening to the light. And the first thing we're going to work on is awakening to your inner knowing. And what I like to do is teach you how to do the quantum pump. And we're going to be doing a quantum pump to clear away blocks to really you being able to access your inner knowing. And so what I'm teaching here is the quantum pump. There are two kinds of physics. There's the physics of relativity, which is like the apple falling from the tree, Newtonian physics. And there's quantum physics. And quantum physics says that we are all particles vibrating, that everything in the field is particles vibrating. And so based on how the particles are vibrating, you have Julie Renee. And you have a globe, and you have a vase, and you have a bookcase. And so this quantum pump allows us to reorganize the way the particles are vibrating to a better vibrational rate for you. And yes, we're all part of this quantum field, and why is it so difficult to change things? Well, it really isn't, but you have to be in a high enough vibration to change things. So we look at the quantum pleasure field as where we're going to be really making the impact. And that's over the vibration of love, joy, bliss. So we want to get the vibration and our happiness up. However, this quantum pump will work for anybody. I would say you can't really make a lot of changes when you're down and dirty, and you got to actually get yourself in a happy mood to really be effective with change. So I want you to just pump, 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 and how it looks is like that. Like that. And your elbow is down at your side here, and your hand is just going forward. Beautiful. And what we're going to do for a few minutes here is we're going to clear bloodline. So we're going to clear programs. So in amplification, in the field of amplification, which are where a lot of the thought forms live, there it's a field of, basically you can think of it as the law of attraction. We want to get rid of the things in that field that don't support us. Like negative thinking or controlled thinking or our family doesn't do that. So I think about my folks. They're always so shocked that it's not in their family to have a successful businesswoman and an author. And they just are always saying to me, every time they see me, and I've been an author for years, can't believe we have an author in the family. So I've like broken the bloodline rules about how intelligent, you know, or how successful you can be. So you want to clear those things about maybe how awakened you can be and how awakened to your own inner knowing you can be. So we'll do bloodline group. We'll do soul contracts, demonic curses, evil spirit curses, satanic curses. Demonic curses are actually, there is a demonic realm. They are, it's a lower realm where, you know, the angels are in the good vibe and they're in the low vibe. So we'll clear the demonic curses. Evil spirit curses are actually from people, so we're going to clear those too. And those are like the people who put, like in the Philippines or something, where they use a chicken egg and a feather and an eye of newt and, you know, a wart and whatever. They mix it all together and they put a curse on someone. So we clear evil spirit curses. Sometimes those can come through from lifetime to lifetime, so they might be old things that come through. Satanic curses are just troublesome energy. Think about Satan as more of an energy like Saturn, the planet, and the planet in astrology. So satanic curses are more not like a devil kind of curse, but more like a very troublesome, destructive energy. So we'll clear those. And we'll also be clearing group mind virus, black magic, which are things that you say against yourself. So you'll say, oh, I just can't do this, or I'm really not good at this, or I just don't feel open to my own inner knowing. Whatever you're telling yourself, you start putting a field of black magic around yourself, stopping you from moving forward. You want to be careful with your words and say things that are very positive and helpful that are going to help move the momentum in the right direction. So black magic. Curses are things that someone says to you or you say to them about them. So you might, you know, have, you know, somebody saying that you're mean. Or you might say to somebody you're mean. And it's a curse, really. Instead of saying, I can see the love in you and I know you're frustrated. So anyway, a curse might be just something that you put in somebody's space or something they put in your space that isn't helpful for them being a loving being. And then we have atheist thought forms, rather, and that's not about religion. That's actually about just believing you can't change a situation. Trauma from this life and past lives, emotions, and then programs in DNA that are running that might inform your body of how to be. So we're going to clear all of that stuff too. So we are rocking and a rolling. And again, we're working on awakening to your inner knowing. So that's what we're clearing right now. And we're all pumping away. Pumpity, pumpity, pump. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. I've been doing a Doris Day marathon. I've been watching all kinds of fun old movies. Okay, let's see who else is on the call here. Wow, lots and lots of people have signed in. I recognize that. Let's see. Laurel Harbinder. Hi. Nice to see your name again. Susan. Trevor. Hi, Trevor. Terry. Anita. Jacqueline. Diane. Kavita. Mishka. Margaret. Jackie. Pam. Carrie. Regina. Cara. Stella. Alan, Carolyn, Sharon, Anjika, Monica, Hazel, Colleen, Marsha, Althea, Antonija, Johanna, Lisa, Jacqueline, Mia, Okay. Does it matter which hand you use? Oh, usually the right hand, but you can use either one. Cynthia, Franny, Sharon, Sharjeet, Kimberly, and Marty. Yay! Okay, and we're pumping away here. And just keep pumping. Yeah, I had a tickle in my throat, so you didn't hear my voice. So you might not have lost the sound. I just had a tickle. Oh, okay. Happy holidays, happy holidays. And just to remind you, if you haven't tested your computer speed, or if it's the busy time in the evening where all your neighbors are on the internet at the same time, your computer has to be a certain speed to actually have both the video and the audio run with the chat box. And so if you find that you're dropping off, you could always get on our phone line. That's an excellent also alternative. So we're at the cutting edge of technology, really in the early stages of live streaming. Oops, here it comes again. That tickle's coming back. Marcella, hi, and Irene. Someone has difficulty with the hand pump due to a physical condition. Well, you can use either hand or you can use your feet. Or, you know, just do the best you can. Look up and swallow, Margaret. Thank you. Okay, I'm looking up and I'm swallowing. Yep, that worked. Thank you. Ramana, happy holidays. And Lisa, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. I love it. Okay, well, let's come back. I think the tickle is permanently gone and I can, yay, I'm back. So let's see, awakening to inner knowledge. You know what I wanted to do also with this call was to work on really lightening up the body. And one of the things that I've discovered is that, you know, when you go into meditation, there's this sense of darkness in the body, right? And so when we test, and we can test the overall energy of the group, let's see, on percentage of darkness in the body to light, because we are beings of light, so 87% darkness in the body. So you can pump, and I'm going to do a little bit different hand movement. You're going to see something kind of wild looking here. I'm going to do this. And for the next few minutes, we're going to actually lighten up the body. So I'm going to just focus on just feeling the stillness inside you as we remove the darkness from your body. So that's what we're doing now. You guys having a fun holiday season? I know I am. I've had my house decorated since early November because I've had two retreats here in this beautiful place. And going into, we had a big, big Thanksgiving blowout at my house, and going to have a lovely Christmas Eve dinner here. My girlfriend from Trinidad is bringing fish, traditional fish from Trinidad. I don't think she's having them shipped in from Trinidad. I think she's going to just cook them. So it should be wonderful. Is there a part of the body that absorbs the light better? You know, I think one of the things to know is that the body is meant to be light. And we've adapted a density. And there's actually, we don't have to have that density. It's, I think we have the cell-to-cell communication from person to person about the density. But to just understand and know that we're meant to be radiant beings of light. We have the part of ourselves that is regenerative is the light of the cell. It's almost like the cell has its own spirit. So that part of the cell, the light, allows us to mirror to another cell or a mirror to a person, you know, who we love or who's next to us. If someone is in a good mood and they've walked by you, your body feels uplifted because they've, in a way, smiled at you, whether it's an inner smile or an outer smile. And that will uplift your body. It'll be like the light, the mirroring process will happen. So, and then to just know that we can lighten our bodies so much so that we become translucent, that we really can lighten up this dense body. We don't need to be as weighty. Thank you. Lots of... right hand got cold from pumping from Susan. Is that normal? I don't think so. Let's see. You might have a little bit of poor circulation, Susan, if you... maybe put your hand a little lower. Maybe could be. Mm-hmm. Can we have darkness concentrated in the joints? Yeah, but I was looking at the overall group, and if it's like 85% dark in the body of the overall group, then it'll be in a whole lot more than just your joints. We're just doing the quantum pump, Tony. This is an introduction call, so we probably won't be doing anything too fancy. Thank you, Aretha. That's a beautiful. May peace and joy be yours always. Love, love, love to all of you. That's beautiful, Aretha. And Shanti, hello, everyone. Boy, your name is a blessing. Hope there is a replay because there is a replay. Everybody who signed up gets the replay. Yay! Yeah, got a lot of people on this call. That's amazing. You know, it's I've been a little bit under the weather, and holy shamoly. I got to do this more often. There's like 546 of you. How did that happen? That's funny. I love you guys. God bless you. Yeah. So how many of you are new? I'll bet most of you are people who have come. Is double pumping really helpful? From Susan A. No, not necessarily. I think single pumping is just fine. Sometimes when we're in a long class, we'll go to double pumping. And we'll do the double pumping, and we'll pump with our feet too. And we'll have our hands and our feet going. But I don't think it makes that much difference. Thank you, Cynthia. Oh, thank you. So there's some really fun stuff going on here. So you guys, most of you guys, I think, have met me before, right? And so you've been following me a little while. Are there some newbies on the call? The big news is I filed for adoption, and don't know when the babies are coming, but I'm adopting two babies, and I'm on the twins list, and so I've been up at night filling out forms and all kinds of things for a few weeks. Anyway, super excited about that. So I hope to bring some, start my family, and have a wonderful life with my children out in the country here. So that's my big news. And there's a lot going on in our programs too. So we're going to continue to pump for the light, bringing in more light. Hazel says to please do this more often. Yeah, I know that we have, I don't know how many, I believe that you guys probably signed up on the enrollment page, and there's a part of our website at julierenee.com that says programs, and you go into the free quantum activations free series. It's the community series, and I know we've got at least 8 of them set up for next year, so you might want to check that out. I think we're going to spontaneously put one together for the first of the year also, so probably just in a week or so, 10 days. Might just kind of do a little State of the Union, getting the year set really nicely, and then letting you guys know what's coming up and what to expect in the new year. And there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming up. Yay! Thank you so much. Yay! Maria. Maria? Is that a Maria? Mary La? Anyway, thank you. I see lots of congratulations. Thank you, everybody. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm super excited about it. It's going to be wonderful. And I'm sure you guys will get to meet my little ones. We'll have them say hi to you as I'm doing one of the classes. They'll want to come in. I figure I'll be adopting little healers, so little health activators. Oh, thank you, Diane. Yeah, you can change hands, Johanna. Definitely you can change hands. The right hand is the best hand to use. Go back and forth between the left and the right. If you don't have a right hand, use the left hand. If you don't have a right or a left hand, use one of your feet. So just do the best you can. Okay, we're about 60% in on the light. So there's definitely some big shifting going on. Definitely some big, big shifting going on. This is exciting. You're welcome, Monica. Thank you, Cynthia. So I'm really, for you guys, I really want you to put the word out on Earth Day in April. I'd love to have 10,000 people on the call. We are going to do an activation that is going to change the planet. I had my advanced students here working on an 80-mile radius, and we actually lifted the energy of Monterey, the little peninsula here, and removed the darkness from the earth. And what I'd like to do on Earth Day is remove the darkness from the entire earth. So all of the curse energy, all of the darkened energy on the planet will be removed on Earth Day. So if we can get 10,000 people from every country, that is my big plan for Earth Day. Thank you, Donald. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to print this out. This is going to go up with all my baby stuff that's being put together. I will print out my congratulations and excited messages with my affirmations and my vision board. Vision board, that's what I'm saying. Trevor, I think it's Earth Day in April. Maybe like the 22nd? I can check just a minute. I'll put this pretty thing on the screen and I can check. But you could Google it. There'll be lots of announcements before it happens. But maybe the 22nd, somehow that rings a bell with me. Oh, and somebody else says, Veronica's thinking the 22nd too. Yeah, I think it might be the 22nd. It's on the schedule. It's in the it's in our calendar. Oh, that's so good, Lana B. Thank you. Identical twins. Yeah, I don't know. My sister had twins, and I'll just be happy with whatever the goddess brings me. So if I adopt one, I only get one, then I'll adopt another one a year later if all goes well. So my plan is two. Oh, great. Yeah, I'll put an event up on Facebook. Thank you, Susan, for mentioning that. I'll do that. Yeah. Oh, so we lightened up the earth in a 80-mile radius. We went to the beach, and we went out 40 miles and south 20 miles and north 20 miles and whatever. So it was an 80-mile radius, and people mentioned to me, but I didn't tell, that something had happened to our coastline and that things had definitely lightened up, and it was feeling very different, tangibly different. The earth was feeling tangibly different. And I said, yeah, I know. So I know we can do that with the whole planet. And what a blessing, right? Think about what can we do that's going to make the biggest difference on the planet. This would be one of those things. Mafaida, thank you so much. That's really kind of you. Thank you, everybody. So, being on the twins list means there are hundreds of couples on the list. I don't know how many are on the twins list, but they only get a couple sets of twins a year for domestic adoption. So there's a chance, but it's more likely a one-in-one. So anyway, there's going to be two babies in my life. Yay. Okay, let's see where we're at with the light. 74%. You're starting to feel a little more light in your body. I just feel like we should sing. Let's see. I might be able to just pull up some song. I think it's the solstice. And I think that would be a perfect time to be singing. Let's see if I can find that. I'm sure I can. And if not, I'll teach it to you. I might have closed that one out. Okay. Yep. It's really fun to get so many congratulations. Yay! Thank you. Okay, so here is something I want to share with you. We'll sing a little song as we pump and bring in lightness. There we go. In the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence, I am breath, I am light of God. I am in the stillness, in the quiet, in the open heart, there I am. I am essence, I am breath, light of God, I am. All right, my dears, I see more messages coming in. Some people recommend to dump all our negativity into the center of the planet Earth for cleansing. I always have concern about doing this. Is it really a good thing to burden the earth with our negativity. Well, Dorothy, you know what I would say on that question, which is a good question. It's a very good question. If you intend that what you release goes down as pure energy, not darkness, and it goes, and the earth is just takes it as energy, not good or bad energy, then it's fine. I think dissipating energy is fine. I think the earth is overwhelmed with darkness. When I arrived here, I have 3 acres. I live in a beautiful, incredible place on the top of a mountain with incredible views. I can see the ocean is 13 miles that way. But the land was cursed, and the home was cursed. And then I started checking, and the entire planet was basically cursed. There was a very small percent of the land that was blessed. Over 96% of the earth was cursed and filled with darkness. And when I became aware of that, I thought, well, how can we actually shift that radically? And I can have my students pump for a few hours and change an 80-mile radius, but if we had lots and lots of people pumping, we could change it really dramatically. And that's definitely my intention, is to lighten up the planet and do it quickly and have a radical shift of lightning on the planet. And then next year we bring everybody who came on the Lightening the Planet up, and we get them all lightened up like we're doing with you guys here. So we're lightening you guys up, which is fantastic. Yay! I don't know. Do you know Access on the 24th or the 26th of January? I don't know what that is. And they will have an Earth class. Oh, okay. Nice. Really nice. I just figured since there was an official Earth Day, that would be a day to really rally people. We could probably do press releases on it and really promote it because it's, you know, it's a global Earth shift day. So that's my plan. But good, glad they're doing something. Everybody who's helping, that's wonderful. No, it doesn't, John. And I don't call parasites darkness, but you could. I'm actually literally just talking about the color in the body. So we're not really clearing thought forms. We're just actually literally lightening up the cells in the body right now. So, and no, when you remove things, it doesn't automatically lighten something up. That would be another step. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Yeah, you could, Alita. You could. Blessing the land is different than the clearing I'm talking about, which you'd actually be pumping. We'd be removing the curses from the land, and I'd be walking you through a series of things so that we removed all of the darkness from the land. But you can definitely bless the land any minute, every day. You know, that would be good. So I'm just going to teach you on the Earth Day how to remove all of the darkness that humanity has put into the earth. So that'll be wonderful. It should be an everyday thing and a conscious effort. It should. And knowing that if we could get a huge number of people, and since there is a day for it, I mean, when I saw the earth was cursed, I was just shocked. I just couldn't believe that we had done that to the earth. And then on the other hand, I could. Where we could get everybody together to do it made sense, as opposed to trying to get a few hundred people together. If we could get 10,000 or 100,000 people to actually work with some guidance with the quantum shift, and maybe we do a pre-record so everybody can see it on a YouTube, you know, video or something, so that we didn't have any live stream issues, I think that we could do it that way. So we could have a live streaming going on. There's no limit to how many people can come on the live stream, but I would have to assume that if you have 10,000 or 100,000 people coming on live stream, it might get a little challenging. Gabriela, that looks like an alien. And I think if you aren't trained with me, you could just say, "This is not me," for a while, about 5 minutes, and it should just dissipate, because it's not you. That stinging by your belly button is type 3 alien. So I would just say, "This is not me." Some of you might not know I'm an ordained minister. So was raised in a very strict Christian home, and have that background also. And what has come to me from my business training is that the work that I bring to the world, just like the work that Jesus brought to the world, is for everyone. And so there's in general, there's not a reverend in front of my name. There used to be. But we have taken it off of things so that I reach everyone. If people saw a reverend, there would be some people that might feel excluded or like, "This isn't for me." It's for everyone. This work is for everyone. Yeah, that would be great, Kimberly. That would be really great. That'd be fantastic. I can definitely feel a shift in the group. Yep. We've got about 2% left on this lightning. Can you guys start feeling lighter? Are you starting to feel like you're brightening up on the inside? Good job! Yay! Susan, my recommendation, because it wouldn't be one, it'd probably be more than one, is to, when you can, come into the freedom from spiritual parasites and pests. That would probably be really wonderful for you. Please don't put URLs into the chat box, you guys. We're not promoting anybody else's. I know you're trying to share something nice, but don't promote here. Okay. Thank you. God bless. And you're not in trouble, but I just need to say we have that kind of rule of not putting up URLs in the chat box. other than the stuff that we're doing, obviously, because I haven't checked things out and I can't say this is endorsed by me. So you understand, I know you do. Oh, fantastic. Lana B is feeling like she can eat after major surgery. That's wonderful. That's great. Ah. Oh, okay. Susan, if you would send me an email, you could send it support@julierenee.com, and then just ask that question. I can send you I can send you some more information, and I can answer your question. And that would be the best way to, if you had a question directed related to a class you've taken, the best way would be to support@julierenee.com, and just really in a very simple, points, bullet points, very simple, not a long letter. I answer all of my emails. They're very abbreviated because I answer a lot of them. But that would be the way that we would do that. That's great, Connie. Connie's headache is gone. Yay! Okay, let's take a look at the light. ~99% light. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to take you guys into a guided meditation next. And let's see if we can get the light to 100%. So let's just go back into that space of serenity. And we're going to do the next step, which is bringing the light into the body. And just finding a comfortable seated position with your spine erect and your feet on the floor, breathing in and out. And as you breathe in positive energy. And as you breathe out any negativity, worry, or concern. Breathing in and out. Send a grounding cord down from the base of the spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide. Set the grounding cord on release. And release any excess energy in the body, which means it could be energy that doesn't belong in your body anymore. And you can ground it to the center of the earth, allowing to, as it leaves your body, just become pure energy. So it's just energy going into the earth, not negative energy, it's just excess energy. Opening your feet to earth energy, bringing earth energy up through your feet, through your ankles, through your shins and calves, knees and thighs, out the hips and down the grounding cord. So you're bringing earth energy up through your soul understanding, through your legs, through your knees, through your thighs, out the hips, and down the grounding cord, really connecting with Mother Earth, allowing her to heal you, to restore you, to bring you into alignment with her. Finding a place in the cosmos that's in harmony with you. Somewhere in the universe, maybe a star, a constellation, an island, a mountaintop. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bring that energy into your neck and shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, through the hands, fingers, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy through your back channels, and then all the way down into your pelvic cradle, looping up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head. Like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Finding yourself in a comfortable seated position in the center of your head. And noticing how the body feels, noticing the lightness in the body, noticing the joy in the body. It's time to go deeper, to sink into your wellness, into your wholeness, and into your divine connection. And you can pull your aura into 18 inches around your body as you sit in the center of the head. And let's go ahead and vacuum out the aura. So we're going to lighten up the aura too. The first thing we're going to do is put a little golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head. And we're going to have it spiraling around your head, neck and shoulders, center of the body, the torso, the hips, the legs and thighs, and this little golden vacuum cleaner is vacuuming up all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls that have gotten into your aura. So we're cleaning up the aura itself. And it's spiraling all the way down around your calves and ankles and under your feet, and just cleaning up the aura entirely. And then just go ahead and throw that down the grounding cord. And then let's see a beautiful rainbow body become your aura, and see this rainbow of light, yellow and pink, green and blue, purple, maybe salmon color. Just looking at a rainbow of color going into or becoming your aura. Seeing it lighting up in happiness and joy. Continuing to breathe in and out. I'd like you to ground your adrenals next. Your adrenals sit at waistline. They're on top of the kidneys, so just an inch above the waist and 2 inches off the spine on top of the kidneys. They look like little acorns with hats. Let's draw a line from each of the adrenals to the perineum and down to the center of the earth. And let's set the adrenals on release. And we're releasing the excess energy in the adrenals. And then let's plug the sciatic nerve or the nervous system into the adrenals, and let's relax and release the nervous system. And this will also help bring light into the body. As you release the nervous system, you might see some gunky, kind of tar-like or dark energies flowing out of the nervous system. And then just seeing the nervous system light up, and it lights up as electric blue, and that's the healthy color for the nervous system. So we're starting to see the nerves becoming an electric blue, beautiful in the body, just every bit part of this light body that we're creating. I just notice how the body is really at peace, at serenity. It's relaxed. There's a lot of joy in the body. And then bringing your spirit into the top of your head. And I want you to really imagine all of you comes back. 100% of you is coming back into your body now and filling out your fingers and toes, your arms and legs, torso, neck, and head. I want you to wiggle your fingers and toes. And just maybe feel a pat on your chest and your head, the top of your head, little taps. Little love taps on the back of your head and your neck, right back there on the back of your neck and your shoulders and your arms. Nice little tapping on your legs and your calves, maybe down on your feet. Touch your feet and bend over. Breathing a couple deep breaths in and out, coming back into the room, feeling very energized, full of light, full of love, full of happiness. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant health, vitality, joy, and peace. Tatastu, so be it. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, welcome back. Well, we are just at the completion of our session for today. I wanted to let you know there's a couple wonderful things coming up in January. We have an incredible weight loss class. We have an Accelerate Wealth training program. And we have a Grow Younger, Self-Regeneration Made Easy. So those are three of the upcoming classes that I think you're really going to enjoy. We'll let you know. You're on our list if you've signed up and you're in the class here. We'll let you know as things are coming up. And like I said, there'll be more free things coming up very soon. I love you. I appreciate you. Blessed winter solstice. And for whatever holiday you celebrate during this week, if it's Christmas, if you've celebrated Hanukkah, if there's a new year for you, Kwanzaa, I just wish you the very, very best and most blessed year and new year to come. And I look forward to seeing you all very soon. You're in my heart, and I love you, and you make a difference. So thank you for being here, and we'll see you soon. Oh, and Stan, if you'd like to, I've asked my producer to pop in a couple videos of upcoming classes. So if you're curious about upcoming classes, she's got some lined up for you to watch. Okay, guys, love you. Bye for now.
The moderator has left the conference.